I can combine them.
You can't get it onto my Toro.
The second
one. Oh, you can?
Yeah. I thought it was.
Go shut up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we just hazard over a little bit what we said till now. There's a minhag that in Chodesh Nisan, in the first 12 days, minhag ha-chasidim, that people read the Nesiim. They take out the Torah and they read from the Nasi Hayom, the Tzibur. And that minhag is recorded from the Reb Chaim of Tzanzer, in the Divrei Chaim, Darkei Chaim HaChodesh, in the Minhagim here, in Os Kuf Ches, that he used to do it. I mean, they really record the minhag of Leil Hoshana Rabbah to read Mishnah Torah. So there also they read B'tzibur without a Birkas HaTorah. They read Chumash Devarim. And then in the Mukhi Or Chaim from the Munkacher, he quotes the minhag of Chodesh Nisan to read the Nesiim every day, to read the different Nasi. So the question that's raised, is that proper to read the Torah without a Birkas HaTorah? This is not making a Birkas HaTorah. So we know there is a mitzvah, Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVugadol Okeinu, to say Birkas HaTorah. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas Chaval. That the Ramban says it's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. The Rambam didn't left it out, but the Ramban says it's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. But the Mishkan of Yaakov has a tshuva based on the Yerushalmi on Per Shvi that Birkas HaTorah is only Midoraisa B'tzibur. When you get up in the morning and you say Birkas HaTorah, so pashtus according to the Ramban, that's a Dindaraisa. But the Mishkan of Yaakov says we don't paskin like the Ramban. Many poskim, Shagasari, others hold from the Ramban. But the Mishkan of Yaakov, as we say, doesn't hold from the Ramban. He says that the Yerushalmi says only the Rabbim. For Yochid, you do it with Rabbanim. But the Din D'oraisa is only for the Tzibur. And that's the Mishkan of Yaakov on page 13, has this tshuva. And that's how he explains on page 13 why when you get an aliyah, you make another bracha, because the bracha you made in the morning is only the Rabbanan. Now when you get an aliyah, that's Kriya Shel Tzibur, that's a D'oraisa. That's on page 13. Fiza nira posher demisha birach birkas ha-tor v'chachach ra'u la'alos la'torah b'rabim v'anet tzach v'vach ben ha-torah d'lo'asi bracha d'Rabbanan shebirach kodem v'mapik d'oraisa. Rav Shechter likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik a different word, that the idea is that whenever there is a chiv Birkas HaTorah, so we make it, but then if sometime during the day you have another chiv of Talmud Torah, because during the whole in the morning and when you wake up you can learn anything you want, so you make a general Birkas HaTorah, but then sometimes we have a specific chiv during the day that behooves another Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, maybe in a Chanami the Ramban is correct, that Birkas HaTorah in the morning is the Raisa, but then we have another type of Torah, we have to learn this specific Parsha, of Parsha Shashavua. So that it's a different form of Birkas HaTorah, so then you have a different form of Chiyuv Talmud Torah, a specific Chiyuv Talmud, then that behooves another Bracha. The Rav Soloveitchik said that, I happened to be there when I was in 7th, 8th grade, that we went with Rabbi Ross. He took us to Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzeit Shir. It was the first time I ever was here in this campus. 7th, 8th grade. Rav Soloveitchik is here on the 9 aspects of the Haggadah. That was the name of the Shir. The 9 aspects of the Haggadah. He gave it in Lamport Auditorium. So one of the things, I don't remember from that Shir, Shechter said it over subsequently, but I was there. It's printed in the Wayu Hagadah, but Rabbi Nadi Helfgott printed this shir from a recording on the nine aspects of the Haggadah. So one of the aspects of the Haggadah is the Talmud Torah. That the Haggadah is that you have to have special psukim that you have to read, and about Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, from Arami Oved Avi, etc. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik's word is. Why do we start by Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shavatav Torah Lavo Yisrael? Because that's like a Birkas HaTorah. And they point out he was Mechavi to the Shiboli Aleket. Rav Yitzi Lichtenstein in his Haggadah points it out, the Shiboli Aleket, that Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu is the main Birkas HaTorah. Why? Because we made Birkas HaTorah in the morning, on Erev Pesach. So let's do this. Because this is a specific type of Torah that you have to learn these specific psukim. So therefore, but the Mishkan Yaakov is saying a different word, that the Birkas HaTorah in the morning is only the Rabbanon, and now the Birkas HaTorah that you're going to make in the afternoon, and now the Birkas HaTorah, when you have Kriyas HaTorah, that's Tzibur, so that's a Daraisa. And the Be'er Sheva, one of the Gedolim Achronim, the Be'er Sheva, on page 14, says third column. Mashikasov zoein ela mishum kovar hatzibul varach acheres mishum kovar hatzibul otikin rabbanon elo kiyim vam mother twelve ikur mupiag more aruka perak mishum beisu the vasinin amar of yuda minayim the brikas the muslim acharei minatar shenema mechaltum savata virachta now the brikas the tov the fanel minatar shenema kishay mashem ekra avgod olkeinu amar of yochanan lamadu brikas hatorah lacharei mikam chom min amazun brikas the muslim fanel mikam chom min atorah. In other words, that pasuk is talking about Betzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu is reading the Torah to the Tzibur. So therefore, even though you made Birkas HaTorah Shachris, second line, fourth column, B'yachid, afil hachi, chayim min HaTorah lachzor levarach, Birkas HaTorah lefanel, fiyasim etzibur. So that's the same notion of the Mishkanos Yaakov, that it's only Birkas HaTorah betzibur is a Doraisa, and the Mogen Avraham quotes this on page 15, if you take a look. On page 15, in the Magen Avraham, Sifkot and Hay, Kuf Lamates Sifkot and Hay, Rochim Fanech Chosav Be'er Sheva, the Bracha Shal Faneh Havi Deraisa. He quotes to Be'er Sheva that the Bracha Lufaneha and Birkas HaTorah by Kriyas HaTorah is Deraisa. The Nir Ali, what the Magen Avraham says, no. The Mikol Mokim in Birkha Matar Shachris Yotzi Dechovasa. That really, if you made Birkas HaTorah in the morning, Yotze Yidei Chovah. So, with Tzibur, this could have Shem Kovar at Tzibur. So he says that that's Tam Adin of Kovar at Tzibur. But the bracha that you made in the morning, that's already Yotze Yidaraisa with that. Against the Be'er Sheva, right? And then he has another piece, the Magen Avraham. Take a look on page 16. So look at them in the Shulchan Aruch. That there's a minhag that by an ofruf or Shabbos Shavrach or whatever for a chosin, after the regular haftorah you read the psukim in Yeshaya about sosasis, which talks about chosin yichayim, talks about etc. So then the Magen Avraham says in Hay, Confesses Abdul Simulation Pay Bay is Herich bin Minhagam, Shabbatim Chosin Sefer Sheini. Said there's a minhag, we don't have this minhag. But whenever there's a chosin in Shul, presumably either the offer of one of those should be made Mishnah, they take out a second Sefer Torah. Vikori v'Avram Zokin. Right, what's that? He's sending a shidduch for Yevon Chumash. So they read Chav Dalid, and yeah, when he's Mashpia Eliezer to go find a woman for Yitzchak. So we read that we don't have this minhag, but there was a minhag that they would take out a second Sefer Torah for the chassan. But if it's a day, like if it's Shabbos Para or Zohar or one of the Dal Parshias, and you're already taking out two Sefer Torah, Korei also be Sefer Torah Shnia. But you don't bring out a third Sefer Torah for this. Yeah, Eimotim Sefer Torah Shlishi. Gam Nogam Targum Parsh. The Dafka Nosi Psula, Vol Nosi Almona in Korei. So it's a minhag in the Magen Avraham. And presumably there was no bracha on that. So that's another example of reading Psukim B'tzibur without a Birkas HaTorah. So we see from Mishnah Torah, the Nesiim, Avram Zochim Baba Yomim. Yeah, you're saying it's a big tircha. Tircha de tzibur. So there's a tshuva from the Netziv. And then another from the Torah Sefer. The Torah Sefer was who? The Netziv's what? Son-in-law. And the Torah Sefer was, who was the Torah Sefer's son-in-law? Who's the Torah Sefer's son-in-law? The Netziv, the Meshiv Dover, was the father-in-law of the Torah Sefer, and the Torah Sefer's son-in-law was Reb Chaim Brisker. So these are the anti. They have the anti-approach, not to do these things, not to take out Sefer Torah to read B'tzibur. So let's see. So what was the story? He tells you a story. It's Siman Tazayin. Asher Darsh Malach Kavod Aldvar Asher Kora Bekila Achas Biro Ki Chevra Achas Biyom Tova Shalahem Shazochu L'chanech Aron HaKodesh. They made a new Aron Kodesh. So they would have a celebration for the new Aron Kodesh. Also, a kafos in Sefer Torah, b'simchas levavim. So they, in honor of the new Sefer Torah, new Aron Kodesh, they had what? They had a kafos. Rotzo echad sheyikra, but so they were so excited, they wanted to take a Torah out from the Sefer Torah and read b'tzibur. Look where the truth is written to. Near Cincinnati by America. We should find out who. I mean, who's the Gadol from Cincinnati? But it's before. Yeah, but it wouldn't work out. This is way before. Tziv Silver was the big goal for Cincinnati, but this is the Tziv. And the rabbi there, well, look at the dates. When did Tziv pass away? What year? So look in your... In what year? Yeah, I don't know. What? 1893 is when he died. And the Laser Silver? When was he the Rav in Cincinnati? I don't think it's going to work. We have to find out who the Rav was in Cincinnati. 1968. So it's not gonna work. Yeah. 1949, when he came to Cincinnati. Yeah, and the Tziv already passed away in 1898, right, so it's not, obviously. So, but it was someone before him. So the rabbi said it was not proper. And he told the Netziv, so he wanted the Netziv's opinion. Does he agree with him? That it's not proper that they should take out the Sefer Torah and start reading. So first he thinks it's Baltosif. So he says, he doesn't think that's a right good time that it's Baltosif, because Aim Kriya Torah Mishum Baltosif, I feel Rach, Yisub Eirvin, Hayashim Besukha Yulke, and Mesa Yisim Shavinim Safik Shavin Chatkila, and Shalom Bismano, Shalom Below Kavod, and Lavto Sephasi. Even if you make a bracha. Right. But he's saying, even with a bracha, it wouldn't be Dal Tosif. L'hachi sharin and dishmini hu alam chal mitzvah sukkah. I tell the shom. Shom hachi maki mishum bal tosif. He can crush him and had the yad of shein shal goliath, the queen of the Torah, b'varchim lo shayach, b'zeh svash rashi, shmin lo mchav in the mitzvah, arim b'varchim. So he says that when Yom Tov Sheni is the Takanas Chachamim. So when it's the Takanas Chachamim, that's not Bal Tosif, that's the famous Rashba. So he says, okay, it's not Bal Tosif. Maxwell Linian should be sure about Tosif Lake. Ava Hapshita, the Likrab and Baracha B'yom Shalot Tiknu Chazal. You see the arrow in the middle, on the left side? The Likrab and Baracha B'yom Shalot Tiknu Chazal, who Baracha Levatola. To make a Baracha when they were Mesakin is a Baracha Levatola. If you're below Baracha Lechora, aim is a Isser. Ah, so do without a Baracha. Avi Kikori B'tor. Michal Mokam Shapir Achiyah. But the Yom Sha'in Kriyas Atar Klal Yis Yisur B'dover Yashav Yimah Gan Avram Yashav Nogu L'Hotzi L'Chosin Sev Tal Likros L'Avram Zokin. So he has an interesting point. B'chor, you see from the Magan Avram that you do it, right? They would take out a Torah and they would read Avram Zokin with a Chosin even without a Bracha. So you see, B'chor, you could do it. No, he says, Fakir. There's a Rai Fakir. Why? And the lowest part it says because Zelo Nogra will be Yom Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, they would only do it in the day that they were having a Kriyas HaTorah anyway, so there was a bracha already on the Kriyas HaTorah, so Mela, this was Nichla. Shmami Negesha is an Isser B'davar L'Hotzi Sefer Torah B'Yom She'en Bo Kriyas HaTorah. Alon Nitzvar M'Nitzkuz D'Bein M'Yom She'en Korim Takanas Chacham Zal Klal B'Yom Yom She'korim M'Torah M'Otzim Sefer Torah Cheres. Well, 1 second. Is that what he's saying? 1 second. How should another look to a chosen woman? Shadonga Lahotsi Lachas and Sefer Torah Lukro. Zelo Nogal Yom Kriyas HaTorah, Shmamina Dien She'ez Yisra B'Dover L'Hotzi Sefer Torah B'Yom She'en Bo Kriyas HaTorah El Soma Nafkus B'Yom She'en Korim Zekhanas Chamuzal Klal B'Yom She'korim B'Torah B'Otzim Sefer Torah Cheres. Right, he's a little, you know, was, why should it make, really make a difference? But he's saying that that was the minute. The Nirvish of the Shittas, so he says the Shittas Yerushalmi is that Birkas Ator Men Ator Beishikor Mator Barabim. Close the Inum until. Well, Kirs Ator Barabim, Mushavarchim, and all the Tachos Chom Shimkov and Korbianim. Kin he the time of Talmudim, Kamogi Mishal Hoshal Dasa Yushal, which will cross Mator Tibu and Lobracha. Hasha Brach Menator, Shuga enough Kimino Korm is Mashit, Skin Chazal and Low, Hashem Menator in Shum Yom Shimkuram will cross Mator Tibu. Kin Al Korka, that the Kathashita Sishal, the MCA. In Korim HaTorah B'tzibur, Korim L'Varach Ben HaTorah, Ulviza, Luchal Loma, Dezeu Nafkimin, and Yom Kriyas HaTorah B'Varach Ben Sefer Torah Shoyna, Al Pidin, Yotim Baruch Hazul, Al Afal HaSefer Torah Shein. Shem Hachi, Mutal Otsi, Likras Sefer Torah, Likras Chasun, Lekhi Aminag, Mor Gavram. Whereas if you're reading it anyway, on a day that there's Kriyas HaTorah anyway, and you're making a brach on Kriyas, on the first Sefer Torah, so on a Daraisa level, that'll patter the whole mindment of Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. Aval lahotzi likros b'sefer Torah b'yom she'en bo Kriyas HaTorah, so vade osud, heich noved, im likros b'lo bracha yesh lor chosh l'dasa yushalmi, b'kriya b'tzibur tzorach l'vach ben HaTorah. But if you take a Torah out on the day that there's no Kriyas HaTorah to read, so according to Yushalmi, there's a chiyav to make a bracha. But father also the hechda of him likros below bracha yesh lanu chosh das hashem to kriya b'tzibur tzorach l'varach ben HaTorah. Likros b'bracha b'yom shalol tiknu maybe it's a bracha l'atala. Who had done hotzi sefer Torah v'likros ap b'yom kriya s'atorah ap b'lo eis ha-kriya k'mo l'achar ha-tfilo b'erev yesh gam ken isser b'dover b'yatam shiz bar le'al b'emes lo yadati mara ha-ish ha-mizchare lasas ma'asa kazer l'shalol noda b'korum. In a kotel canyon, I know she var. So it's the stomach of this is not a kotel. What does a kotel canyon mean? Was this guy who wanted to do it? The stomach is a shtickel tabu chacham also. He's not a kotel canyon. He doesn't just cut meats. He's just, he's not a lawnmower. You know, he's more learned than just the average lawnmower. So the stomach, he knew, but he should have a much as before. If he doesn't have a makor, eino ela shtus v'gasas ruach. It's shtus and gasas ruach do it. So basically, he says that you can't do it. But and the Magen Avraham only permitted it in days where anyway you were making a Birkas HaTorah or B'tzibur. But in days not, then they're not. Because you put yourself into a big suffix. Like on a Sunday, you can have a Chanukah Sabbath on a Sunday, and you can read the Kriyas HaTorah. So if you read a B'tzibur, maybe there's a chova to have the Birkas HaTorah, but Chazal weren't Misakim. So then maybe it's a Bracha Levatala if you hold. So therefore, he says it's not proper. Well, we're going to get to it. See, there is a din in Shulchan Aruch on page 19 that says if you made Birkas Torah Latzvo and right afterwards they called it for an Aliyah, feel Birkas Birkas Torah Latzvo, take a Kirill of course, but Torah Tzarch Latzvo Lavar, Hashem Bachabon, Hashem Korei B'Torah, Mishum Chavala Torah, Miskinah Kishu Korei B'Tzibur. In other words, even if you just came in late and you made Birkas Torah, and now they call you for an Aliyah, you have to make another Birkas Torah because of Kavanah Tzibur. So the Torah Rafael on page 20, that's where Rafael Shapiro. He says, Tshuva l'chacham echad b'dinim kori b'sefer Torah b'tziva shalom b'zman achiv t'chir s'nam tzorech l'varech t'chila v'sof. So he writes here on page 21, he says, Vatanovo le'inyin she'es kalun le'odasa be'er va'mishkanos Yaakov, those are the two people that said that there's a chiyuv with the raisa to read, to make a bracha b'tzibur. It's really the hadr b'chas atom v'natorah ha'inu b'tzibur. V'al b'chid eslo havi v'natorah, m'kein osu likros b'tzibur v'torah b'lo bracha b'natorah. The v'ashabirich m'borgah b'chid es e'ed apotekriyas ator b'tzibur, k'mo sh'chal musiyat esprayim. Right, the Rishonim argue that say that you don't say Daraisa in the morning, we should cover the Torah's canal. Right? In other words, you see the Shulchan Aruch didn't hold from this whole thing. Because the Shulchan Aruch says the reason why you have to say another Birkas HaTorah is cover a Tzibur. Not to this fancy thing that in the morning is a Darabonin and now it's a Daraisa. So Pashas, they held that there's no Chiluk. And the Mlobirk Shakur B'Torah B'Tzibur means a cover. Okay, whatever it is. But it says, "Anu ein lado divrei Shulchan Aruch hanal d'day also mikros b'tzibur b'sefer Torah b'lo bracha shem kovar haTorah." He said, "Just stop. This is not right." In other words, the question is itself. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch was covered. Sefer Torah b'lo bracha shem kovar haTorah. Kovar HaTorah, it says, not Kovar HaTzibur. Kovar HaTorah. It's not Kovar HaTorah to read without a bracha. Okay, local time, we can tell you the Rashba. The Rashba said, that if it's a takana, you do it. But so he says it's also lukros b'tzibur b'torah below bracha deins a kovar haTorah. Not in other words, the Netziv's word is that maybe there's a chiyuv daraisa to read to make the bracha. But maybe some hold you can't, because so you're stuck in a bind, so you shouldn't do it. He's saying a different word, that it's not covered for the Torah to read it publicly without making a bracha. It's a design to the Torah. Right, but Lamaisa, they weren't masakin. So you have the same. Yeah. Right. 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 So he's saying that's only the Rashba. That he says it's a din of cover ha cover at Tzibur. But he said, okay, also look at the Tzibur v'lobrach, which the name that covered HaTorah, think it's a Torah with Tzibur v'lobrach, what time is that? There is a Chilak ben Hashem Chayv v'kos, or Eilim Chayv v'kos, because what the name that covered HaTorah? Because if it's a Dinah covered HaTorah, it doesn't matter whether there's a Chiyuv to read or not. It's not covered HaTorah. So that's a Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. So, Rash was saying it's just a din in Takana, but he's saying if it's a cover of Torah, it has nothing to do with the Takana. And the second reason you should be Machmir is because of the Mishkan of Yaakov and the Be'er Sheva, that it might be a Daraisa. So just do it. Just do it. Make a bracha. But that he doesn't want to do. He's afraid that maybe everyone holds not that way, that you only make a bracha when there was a takana. So, yeah, so he's putting himself in a bind, so that Mela, don't do it. He says, "Visa meshnogu asofrim." He quotes a minhag of the sofrim, "Beisiyim haTorah likras asiyim b'tzibur below bracha." So they finish writing a sefer Torah, they'll finish writing a sefer Torah, and then they'll get someone to read the last psukim out loud for the tzibur. So he says, "You shouldn't do that." Oh, so now let me show you an unbelievable thing. From Rav Yashik. That's all. You ready for this one? You ready for this one? No, you gotta give your seatbelt on. Page 22. So he quotes from Rav Tzal Rakov from London. He discussed in his opinion, Saul Shapiro, etc. So he says, look where it says, Horas Rabbeinu Maram Grishal Yashiv Shli, etc. Hey, Mara Bab Rabbeinu Grishal Yashiv, Lasso Likras Betzibur Belel Lashana Rabba. I mean, this is a minag, you know, so someone has a response to this, but let's read what it says first, and then the response. He says, it's not right. This minag is a minag. A lot of tfutzos Yisrael to do. See the Chodesh Nisan thing. Most of you guys didn't even hear of it. To take out a Sefer Torah. I remember by Rav Steinwurzel Zatzal. I lived down the block from Rav Steinwurzel, the father of the one who's the Shayashiv, the Baba of Rosh Hashiva. So if I recall, as a child, he was a big Talmud Chacham. He was the Baba of Rosh Hashiva, Moshe David Steinwurzel. He was a big goal. He died not. He wasn't so old, unfortunately. Late 50s, early 60s, whatever it was. So he. And I remember in his shul, they would take out a Sefer Torah and Chodesh Nisan, read the Nasi Hayom, if I'm not mistaken. What? No, bro.
Even on days that they didn't take out the
safety? Yeah, even days they didn't take out the safety. The minute people do it. Every day, straight. So he says, Rav Yashiv didn't like the minhag, and the Mishnah Torah, that many shuls do. See, look at this. You got to see this. Hey, Mor Rabbeinu, also the cross with Sibir B'Lel Hoshana Rabba, Sevet Dvarim Toch Sevet Torah. Sibir Li Nechto Shor Rabbeinu, Avram Tzvi Yisraelzen, the grandson of Rav Eliashiv. Shehar Be Shonim Hay Shomei B'Lel Hoshana Rabba Sevet Dvarim. He said many years he was makbid to hear Sefer Dvarim and Lel Hoshana Rabba when they read it. Beis Knesset Tov Sefer Torah. Pam Achas Rotzel Hafsik. Then he wanted to stop this minute. Ubal Uvnez Kena Rabbeinu Pikesh Lassos Hataris Nedarim Lazeh. So he asked his grandfather, can I have do Hataris Nedarim? Because I had this minute Tov to hear, he wants to make Hataris Nedarim. Heishiv lo Rabbeinu Shlita. Lo Shemati mi Olam Shal Yisurim Efshal Lassos Hataris Nedarim. He says, this is an Isser to do such a thing. So you don't make you know, you want to stop doing an Isser, so you make Hataris Nedarim. And then he said the Torah Sefarl. And then he told his other grandson, Rav Shlomo Kanievsky, who also used to do Mishnah Torah. Should he? And Rav Yashiv said, Miyad Sheyafsik. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky said he does it from, just a ticket. He doesn't do it from a Sefer Torah. So that was okay. So this doesn't, this is not a simple thing. How do you say such a thing like that? This is a minig, you could say the Hasidim are all not right. So there's a Korvitz Eitz Chaim. I like this Korvitz a lot. Yeah. Maybe Neo Hasidim. Neo. Just thinking about the Neo. So the Korvitz Eitz Chaim is one of my. I like this Korvitz from Bobov. He has a piece of Rav Eli Chaim Sternbuch called Kal Hasidim Bobov. So he speaks about the minhag of the Divrei Chaim. And he quotes. So it's a response to this thing from Rav Eliashiv. He says, "The Kovitz Mavakshi Torah, because of Rav Aruch Mashar Kovitz, Yimutul Gus Betov Sefer Torah Melel Shan Rabba." And he quotes from Rav Eliashiv, Rav Shlomo Shapiro. So he said, he says it's funny. In other words, he says to the editor of that Torah journal that printed from this thing from Rav Eliashiv, it's not like this is a new minhag that they're trying to make and now you're responding. This is like old as the hills, this minhag of Leil Hoshana Rabba. And the Nesi'im is also pretty old, just you guys never heard of it. But. The Pashtus is not like this Mishkanos Yaakov, and not like the. So, like. And you have the Mukhi Arachayim, the Mukkacher says it's fine. So he says a Pshat. He wants to say a Pshat in the Rav Eliashiv. David Divrei Yeshua, Herich, Beminach Zeh, Bekama Simonim, Sim Deremus Rucham, Nikidul, Hu Mahar Achar. He says, how can anybody be Mahar Achar Divrei Reb Chaim Sanzer? You have to appreciate the godliness of Reb Chaim Sanzer. So on page 24, he says, on the first, on the right side, the paragraph of Borer. Shein Kavonis Agon Rav Yoshev Shalom al Yoshev Zatzal Chanogim Kein Einam Osim Kedin Elamisha Elo Minag Moro Vash, Ishlachos Ladasa Osim, Lachain Ain Sara Hatars the Dharma. Vada Lobola Fakam Elisha Nogi. I don't know. Okay, this is what he's. I don't know if this is apologetics or this is what he really meant. That he's saying, he means to say that if it's your minhag, that's your family minhag mela. But if it's not really your minhag, so then since the whole thing is a suffix, then you don't need a Torah to the dark. Okay. So maybe he meant that. This way everyone can feel good if he meant that. He says, Elamisha elo minag moro ubashi yish lachosh ladasa. Elamisha elo minag. In other words, if you don't have this minag, it's not a family minag. So then you have to be choshish ladasa oisrim, and then you don't even need hatar shadar. So obviously he knew that his grandchildren, it was his grandchildren, so they don't have a family minag. Okay, what can I tell you? Right. Yeah, so you have to know how it was said, and it's hard to, you know, when someone's saying it as, you know, a shtickle, you know, as, you know, that he's... Yeah, I don't know what he meant. It's hard to know. It's like Rav Gideon Weitzman said to me once, the Machon Pua. He said, who's the best one to find out what Rav Yashiv meant about something? He says, Rav Yashiv. You know? No, but in my side, I have people in Israel I call to find out. Rav Nachum Eisenstein and Rav David Morgenstern. I'll call if I want to hear what Rav Yashiv said about something. So those two people I call. Nachum Eisenstein is from Chicago. It's a real Chicago accent. Those men, people are going to be... You have to be around Rav Yashiv for 30, 40 years and then you pick up, you know. Rav Yashiv. The art school just came out. So, oh, gosh, you have to go through it. What?
Huh?
Yeah. Sounds, yeah. What? Yeah. So he lists here, he makes a sequel of all the, in other words, the time is against it. So the Shitas Yerushalmi, the Tchir Berachos Torah, the Raisa, the Tzibur. Then the Meshiv Dover. That is, you should be Choshish. The Torah Sefoil. Chavar HaTorah. So it says, in terms of the Yerushalmi, says that it's against the Ramban. The Ramban says every because of Torah is the rice. Sorry, you're passing that way. So it's not so partial. We have to follow this Yerushalmi. And Be'er Sheva claims the Bavli held that way also. Oh, and what about the Shutvar Yoshua? Diane Ehrenberg. maybe the Rabbanu can be motzi the Daraisa. Then he says, well, who says it's Kovarat Torah? Like, maybe it's Kovarat Tzibur. And maybe that's only with the Zechiv Kriyas HaTorah. And it says, and if it's a covenant then of the tzibur, that's only when there's a chiv to read. When there's a chiv to have a tzibur. When there's no chiv to have a tzibur, then there's no din tzibur. But there's no chova to have a tzibur. So there's no chovah, then there's no din of chovah tzibur, because you can read it even without a tzibur. Okay. So he wants to say, if it's chovah Torah, then any time it's a Torah. To me, I don't know, to me the whole thing is the Ma'orim, I think, Alav Laveim Raya. Was, to me, like Rabbi Talk was saying, it's not so poshut that there should be. The new Sefer came out, Masoros Moshe, from Mordechai Tendler's notebooks, so he has a piece on this. Moshe has a comment, you know, you have to see his exact lashon. But he speaks on this. But I can't, it's hard to believe that there's an issur to go to Mishnah Torah. But if it's not your minhag, so I don't know, is there chiv to, you know, go to spend 3 hours hearing when you could be learning, so, you know, nothing wrong with psukim, it's great, but if, say, you want to learn, you know, ktsois, the sivas, Rebbe Kiveger. So maybe you can do that instead of going to the Mishnah Torah. Unless it's your family tradition. Then, you know, your father, your grandfather always went. And even that is what to talk about. But if it's not, so Rashi claims it's a Suffolk Isser. That's what the Tziv and the River Fall. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, no. The Chai Kanievsky. Yeah. Right, but on the other hand, you could be learning something else. In other words, it'll take you. It takes a long time to read the whole Dvarim. It'll take you a good 2-3 hours to read all the Dvarim. So, the question is, you'd be spending 2-3 hours doing that. And what's the other choice? If a person's not going to waste time, so maybe he'll get some Isaurus by going, I don't know, I never heard of anyone. You never know what brachas, you know, I never heard. You know, some, you know, in Skver, there's a minhag that they make a bracha on challah when they bake matzahs and have Pesach. That's a, right? That's a big, an Erev Pesach in the afternoon when they're baking matzahs. They say halal. B'shas tefiyas on matzahs and make a bracha. So again, this is something that if you're a skver chassid, you follow all minhagei skver, so you do that. If not, That's not something we really do. Yeah.
Any non-Jewish sources that say
the Jews
were English
in different
things? And if not, where does that
come from? No,
we saw
the
different chayim.
What? Yeah, so it became more popular because in the world today, the Hasidic influence spread in the world today. Maybe it's a good thing that it spread because
most 300 years old. Is that from the sons or not? Is that from the sons or
not? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I try to. Where did he get it from? The mouth. You mean Hakel? Hakel was once in 7 years. So Minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael. I mean, it's very important. Not to be mezalzel and Minhag Yisrael. But the question is that necessarily your minhag? Sometimes, if you feel, these things could inspire you, so then I can understand. If you think you'd rather be learning Sois and Rebbe Kiva Eger, so Mela, the minhag during Chodesh Nisan, so how long does it take to read the Nasi Hayom? It doesn't take too long. But the Mishnah Torah, Mel Hashanah Rabbah, so if you'd rather learn, it's not your family minhag, so then learn. What? The Shalah, No, we'd have to figure it out. Shalah says that the first 12 days are connected to the 12 months of the year. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. That this month is Rosh Chodeshim, because every day is a different. And who is it? Chozeh B'Lublin. That he would write down, based on what happened to him, Aleph Nisan, he wrote down what's going to be this year Nisan. What happened in Beis Nisan, he knew what's going to happen in Iyar. And the year he was Nifter, he stopped by Menachem Av. They saw in his attack he was Nifter, so that was we saw in Chumash on Thursday. It was Parshas here. I just want to repeat for those that weren't here. But Bekitzer, this is we're not Mezalzel and Minhag Yisrael, so these are Minhag Yisrael, and they were Minhag B'Gedoyle Yisrael. It's a sensitive area when how much weight do we give to Minhag, and how these things play in, etc. But there are these Minhagim, and and they were Miusad Al Pi Gedoyle Torah. Divrei Chaim is a big person. And in the shuls today, a lot of the Hasidic world is impacted in the non-Hasidic world. This might be a good thing. You have to shoykel these things. But I figured for Chodesh Nisan, in honor of Chodesh Nisan that's coming up this week, we should do this packet and. Okay, it's too early to dive in Mincha, but don't forget.
There's a
Siwa Shas
after
Guach. Right, Siwa Shas after Guach. Where else is there Minchas?
What?